Welcome back to the Fantasy Chumps podcast. John, I am still stuffed from Thanksgiving. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Layton. Joining me, as always, dynamic duo is John. Nate is busy for the third week in a row since we didn't record the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should probably cut him a little bit of slack off of that one because...
Nah. We could.
Technically, he still has... Yeah, I mean, he's missed 3 weeks in a row. You're right.
He's almost IR eligible at this point.
Maybe we should have thrown him on there. I don't know.
We should have. We would have gotten an extra roster spot. Maybe promoted to Scott.
Or Scott or Ash or Connor or whoever.
But, yes, we apologize. It has been a while. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Life. We've been... A lot of traveling, a lot. Obviously, Thanksgiving was last week. Hope everybody had a good one. And lots not happened and happened in the fantasy world at the same time. Because I feel like, I mean, you're in the playoffs. The trade deadline ended for most people before I guess, our little hiatus. And here we are. Playoff time, baby. John, how are you? How are you feeling? Did you make them at all? Because I made it in, I think, zero this year, so I'm doing great.
So to be determined on if I made it in all of them. As it stands now, are we in the playoffs in the Dynasty League? We are.
Yeah, you made that.
I did. So I'm 3-for-3 right now, and I'm going into the last week of the regular season in my work league, and I control my own destiny. If I win, I'm in. If I lose, I'm probably not in.
Okay, so well, you probably won't make that one because that's how it's just been working this year.
I mean, I have a pretty solid roster, so we'll see.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but you mentioned travel there. Speaking of travel, you're about to do some traveling next weekend.
What a segue! Yeah, I will be in Cincinnati. With fellow chump host, I think. Yeah, we can still call him a host. If he misses 5 weeks, then we might think about that.
It's going to be Nate, off season if he misses 5 weeks in a row.
Nate will be joining and a couple other friends, so it'll be a good time. I'm excited. It'll be a fun time. We have the TCU football game and USA play Saturday too, so it could either be the most iconic weekend ever or just the most depressing.
I mean, yeah, that's gonna be awesome. I'm jealous. Looking at it now, like I wish I would have taken the opportunity to do it, but
come on, we asked you multiple times.
No, I don't say, but I mean, okay. I bought, you know, that works out.
Yeah, you can use that truck to drive your butt. Since the hash.
If it was not diesel, then maybe, but sure. I don't want to spend $600 on the road when I could just buy a plane ticket. Anyway, so in this episode, we're going to talk about a bit of a playoff prediction for the NFL with the shape of the standings right now. We're going to give our predictions for the playoffs, kind of go through game by game a little bit. And then we're also going to talk about our surprises in fantasy football this season with how things have shaped up so far this year. You know, who those guys were that carried you to the – and who were the big disappointments. I know that Layton's going to be passionate about one of them for sure. But for now,
honestly, I have to look in the mirror and tell myself to get excited for this show now, just because of how bad this season has been. Granted, in our Dynasty League, I did that on purpose, and I'm ecstatic for that. But in all of my redraft leagues, dude, just...
I want to bring up the Dynasty League real quick. So to throw the perspective of what Layton has done, he is 1-10.
That was a crucial one win, though.
That was like one win. The silver lining of it is you have Jalen Hurts. You have James Cook, you have Tyler and Greg Dulcich,
My tight ends are pretty solid. I have Dulcich, I have Higbee, right. I have Jelani Woods, and I also have what's his face, Pat the Muth.
The Muth, and then you have Darnell Mooney. Not that he's very relevant anymore. Solid young pieces. Anyway,
I tried to tell you, and you just crap all over that.
I mean, they're solid, but like, I'm not excited to start yet. Next year could be. The silver lining is you have four first round picks.
Let's go, baby. And two in 2024.
And two in 2024. Thanks, Connor. What are your expectations? I know that we've talked like just in person about what I think a success would be for this little experiment. What are your expectations? How do you think this is going to turn out?
So my expectations, I'm kind of thinking next year I make the playoffs. Not like, I'll probably be like a 5 or 6 seed. That's my expectation. And then the year after and the year after that. So like the 2024 season, 2025 season, I'm looking at to be more the window. For, if that makes sense. For potentially winning a championship.
Yeah, that's fair. Like,
because you got to think about it, right? Like the running backs I draft in 2023, if I draft any, who knows? We'll have to see. but they'll probably reach their peak, like fantasy value at that time, right? Because we all know about the, peaks at 27. Typically, I think that's just been, I don't want to say a flawed stat, but I think when that stat was first published, it was just a big stretch of just not great running back play. And then you had, injuries, which granted that's important. So I think that's kind of the time frame we're looking at. So let's just say add two running backs or maybe even just one and then another one in 24, right? So that way I have those guys set up for like their boom seasons, hopefully in 2024 and 2025. And then after that, you can reassess. That's a long time away.
So just for reference, the team that had the number one pick last year, he had a lot of things go right for him. And I made a substantial trade with him that gave him Amon-Ra St. Brown and Devonta Smith. Which,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's not looking great. It was for Kyle Pitts.
Still worth it.
I gave him the 6th pick, Devonta Smith, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Dalton Schultz, and then maybe one other piece. I can't remember. And I got Kyle Pitts and 2 third round picks, which I think one of the third rounds turned out okay. Besides the point, he made the playoffs. And granted, a few things went right for him, like he had Nick Chubb, who obviously is having a phenomenal fantasy season. So there were other things that went right, but he had 2 first round picks. You have 4. And I think that you have the pieces already to where like things could go right for you next year. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would take much for you to end up in the playoffs. So,
yeah, I don't think I could be like a 1 seed or anything, but yeah, that's definitely kind of the plan. Is my roster was just too old, so I just kind of had to push the reset button. So,
yeah,
I'll take the down year for,
yeah,
maybe Bijan, maybe,
probably Bijan, definitely Bijan. What are the betting odds?
At least 50%.
At least. Okay, so NFL.
Can we just talk about dynasty? I'm just kidding.
playoff picture as it sits right now in the AFC. We've got the Chiefs in the 1 seed, the Dolphins at 2, Titans.
But wait, sorry to interrupt you. John, I thought this was the Chiefs down year this year.
Yeah, the AFC is just the West is just so tough. There's just no way that the Chiefs can,
You know, they might not even make the playoffs with that roster.
No, probably not.
Anyway, they were the one seed. I'm sorry. I thought I was looking at 2-9, but I'm actually at 9-2. Sorry, yeah. My dyslexia kicked in. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no. Dolphins at 2, Titans at 3, Ravens at 4. Beyond the division winners, the Bills are at 5, which is just... that's 9. The Bengals are the 6th seed again. Oh, my gosh. And the Jets are the 7th seed. I will say, like, the few teams beyond that, the Patriots, I don't know what their schedules look like. Could the Patriots get in? Probably. Yeah, they could.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably play the Jets at least one more time. And then the Chargers are at 6-5. They have a big game against the Raiders.
Huge game.
Yeah, huge game.
Dude, holy cow. The AFC drops off a cliff.
Yeah, no, there's really, like, I think the...
Yeah, no, there's only 9 teams that can make the playoffs. There's no
The Colts no have path, I think. No. But it would be wild. It would
they have play to, the Cowboys next week, so they're going to lose.
Yeah,
so
no. They don't have a path. The path just closed.
Do the Jaguars, though?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a bad division, but
I don't want to get down the rabbit hole again.
Yeah. Yeah. Saying. All right. NFC. We got. We're good at them. The Eagles are the number one seed at 10-1. The Vikings are the second seed at 9-2.
And then did I take my victory lap yet on the Vikings?
Yes, you may.
Woo! I predicted it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to give you 30 seconds.
No. I don't need that much time.
Yep. Yep. The 49ers at the 3 seed at 7-4. The Buccaneers, the 4 at 5-6.
Oof.
Cowboys are 8-3 as the 5 seed. That's a tough 5 seed. Man, the 5 seeds are killers. Giants are 7-4. The Washington Commanders are 7-5. And then there's a whole bunch of
garbage
after that.
You're looking at the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
And ironically enough,
the Falcons.
I was going to say the Falcons could make it just because they're one game behind the Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This.
Who's better, Falcons or the Raiders?
Falcons, by a mile.
Wow. Okay. So.
Now, if they play each other, it's a coin flip game. But if we're talking about just. It's the Falcons.
Wow. Okay. Let's start with the AFC. The Chiefs are on bye week 1. The Dolphins.
Think they'll win.
The Dolphins play the Jets. Sorry.
It wasn't funny.
No. The Dolphins play the Jets in the first matchup. We agreed that, like, the Dolphins could definitely lose this game, but I feel like that is just unrealistic. I would probably say the Dolphins win there. Wouldn't you agree?
Who is starting quarterback for the Jets?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
For the outcome of the game, I don't think it matters.
Okay, well, we agree to disagree. I would still think the Dolphins.
Okay. The Dolphins move on. Titans, Bengals. I like the Bengals.
If you want my honest take, I don't think the Bengals will be at the 6th spot. So, but the Titans quarterback is still Ryan Tannehill, so the other team.
And then Ravens, Bills at 4-5, or if we want to go, I mean, okay, do the Ravens beat the Bills or the Dolphins?
Do the Ravens beat the Bills or the Dolphins? Yes, they beat the Bills at home. I don't think they beat the Dolphins on the road.
They wouldn't be on the road. I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. My bad.
Yeah.
Man, I'd probably give the edge to the Ravens in both games. I don't feel good about it.
That was
I feel like the Ravens are like low key frauds.
Yeah, I don't really think they're that great either.
But like, it just feels like the Ravens team that's gonna like somehow beat the Bills. Everybody's gonna be like, oh my gosh, are the Ravens gonna beat the Chiefs? And then the Ravens will play the Titans and then get trounced.
In this scenario, they'd play the Bengals because the Titans lost in the first round. But I get the point nonetheless. I actually agree that I think the Ravens would beat the Bills. I just don't feel like this is the Bills' year. I think there's been way too many ups and downs, especially, you know, I mean, I think Von Miller just went down with an injury too.
Yeah, he'll be back in a couple weeks.
Okay, couple weeks.
It's a meniscus strain, I think, is what I read.
Moving on, it would be the Bengals Chiefs. That's a nightmare, but yeah. I have to go with the Chiefs. I just don't think there's any way. So then the other matchup would be the Dolphins and the Ravens in Miami. I think
Dolphins
win that game. So chalk on the AFC side of Chiefs and Dolphins in the AFC Championship. I think the Chiefs throttle the Dolphins, make it to the
Super Bowl.
No,
I think the final score is going to be like 42-38.
So the score may look like that, but I think the Chiefs will control the game. Because the Chiefs have had, in my opinion, several games this year where the score has been close, but the Chiefs have felt like they have been leading. Or like they may not have been up on the scoreboard, but the Chiefs have felt in control of these games.
I'm not going to lie, I can't really tell how I feel about the Dolphins.
I think they're really good.
Yeah, I think so too, but do you know their last four wins, who they've been against? It's been the Texans, the Browns, the Bears, and the Lions.
Yikes.
And then before that, if you want to go farther, it was the Steelers.
Okay, maybe they're not that good. I felt like they were, but...
Well, the thing is, the three games before that five-game win streak, they played the Bengals, Vikings, and Jets. They went 0-3 in those games.
Wow.
And granted, two was hurt, right, for I think
yeah.
part of that or whatever. I can't exactly remember. But, I mean, I know it's kind of just kind of surface glancing, but just looking at the three best teams they've played since week four, they've lost to. And then everybody else they've played is bad. Honestly, I think this upcoming Sunday, they play – okay, so honestly, the next three games are huge for them. They play the 49ers, the Chargers, and the Bills. If they go 2-1 in those games, they're legit.
I feel like they're legit, but they're not legit for a two seed.
That's fair. But like, if they lose all three of those games, doesn't matter what the record is. They could win the rest of the games after that. Doesn't matter.
Well, that's huge if they lose all three of those games. You said one of them's the Bills, right?
Yeah.
So that puts the Bills and the two seed. The Dolphins might fall out of the playoff picture.
No, because they finished the season with Packers, Patriots, Jets.
Patriots are in the hunt, and the Dolphins always beat the Patriots. Yep. It would be a boost for the Chargers because they're in the hunt as well. They could end up as the 7 seed, which I would love that if the Chargers made the playoffs and somehow squeaked out a win in the first week in the wild card and then played us.
I don't want the Chargers to make the playoffs.
I mean, just for ease, I'd rather the Chargers make it than the Jets.
I'd rather play the Jets.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the NFC. Eagles, number one seed, they have the week off. Good Viking and win. Sanders.
Can I ring the potential upset alert?
You absolutely can.
I think the Commanders might win.
I think the Commanders or the Seahawks could win that game.
I mean, it's tough. If you're telling me to pick right now, I'm going to pick the Commanders.
Wow. Depends on what time the game is.
I knew you were going to say that. So the Vikings, I don't know what to think of them. They beat the Bills on the road, and then they lose. I don't even know if you can call it a loss to the Cowboys, 40-3. And then they beat the Patriots again. But, like, the rest of schedule is Jets, Lions, Colts, Giants, Packers, Bears.
So they should maybe lose one game.
Yeah, but, like, what does that really tell you?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I think the NFC is so unpredictable. I'll go with the Commanders as well. So,
woo, let's go. I talked you into it.
Yeah, it's scary, but who cares? So the 49ers match up the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't have any other comments. Mm-hmm. And then the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys beat the brakes off the Bucs.
I don't think it's going to be a beat the brakes. I think they win by 10 points.
Yeah, well, that's a big win in the playoffs.
Do you not remember when the Chiefs played the Texans in the playoffs with Alex Smith? We won by 35.
But to beat Tom Brady and on the road in the playoffs, wow. Mm. Okay, so the Commanders and the Eagles in round two.
Eagles.
I'll give the edge to the Eagles. Then the 49ers and Cowboys. It's a rematch from last year.
And it's on the road in San Francisco. I will take the 49ers.
I'll take the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys could. I don't know if it's the Cowboys' year to make it to the Super Bowl or not, but I have a hard time betting against them, especially so. I don't know how serious the injury is to Christian is Christian McCaffrey like.
Going, I didn't know he got hurt.
Yeah, I know he's listed as questionable. I don't know how serious the injury is or if it's going to put him out an extended period of time or not. But I'll just go with the Cowboys and leave it at that. So Eagles, Cowboys in the NFC in the NFC
for you.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome. And then Eagles, 49ers. For Leighton,
49ers win in mine.
So the Eagles and Cowboys have played once this year. The
Eagles won when they didn't have Dak.
Right. I don't know when they match up again. But
I do.
When is it?
Guess what week it is.
Don't tell me it's week 18.
Is that your guess? Or are you just being begged into my
I mean, that's my guess.
It's week 16. It's Christmas Eve.
Wow. I guess there's really no implications of that game unless the Eagles lose another one. And then
yeah.
What's the tiebreaker if the series is split?
Division record, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that would make sense. So man, that's tough. I'm gonna go with the Cowboys just because I don't want it to be chalk in the Super Bowl. But I know
it wouldn't be. I'd have the 49ers.
But I'd have the Eagles though. I'm saying Eagles Cowboys in the NFC Championship.
Okay.
So
I know. I thought you were are you picking the Cowboys?
I'm picking the Cowboys over the 49ers and then over the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you have the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Yes. Cowboys in the okay. Super Bowl again. Which is so wrong. I don't like it. But
I don't want to play the Cowboys. All my friends are Cowboys fans. I don't want to play them. But the Chiefs will win. Doesn't matter who they play.
Chiefs are winning either way. I don't think it matters who they face. I'm not trying to jinx it. I just have a gut feeling that this is the year for the Chiefs. I think this is a Super Bowl year. I think they've shown how good they are. I mean, obviously they're under a microscope for us, but
Dude, can you imagine if the Chiefs go on and win the Super Bowl during their down year and we get better next year? I'm going to be insufferable.
Literally. Yeah. Thanks. You're welcome. Love you. I can't really say anything.
As things stand right now, in all seriousness, as things stand right now, I don't know anybody that's not picking the Chiefs. The Super Bowl, as it stands right now, like I said, would have to be between the Chiefs and the Cowboys or 49ers. So one of the two teams we picked. Or the Eagles. I think the NFC has a lot more potential for teams to go to the Super Bowl. Whereas the AFC, I feel like it's mainly between three teams, if I'm being honest. And I don't think it's as it stands right now, which one of the tests will be this weekend. I think it's between the Chiefs, Bills, and Bengals. I think those are the three Super Bowl teams in the AFC.
The Bengals, I feel like, could go either way. Like, I feel like they could be there in the in the running to make it to the championship or the Super Bowl, or they could miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, if they lose this week, they're probably out of the playoff picture, but their schedule is not good. They're 1-3 in the AFC North. That's the only thing that worries me. And so, okay, never mind. They actually do have a tough finish of the season. They play the Browns with Deshaun Watson. They play the Bucks, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Ravens to finish the season. That's actually tough.
They may not make the playoffs.
See, the thing is, if they make the playoffs with that schedule, yeah. I hope they don't, because I did predict the Bengals to miss the playoffs, so I'd love to be right on that so I could take a huge victory lap.
Checking those receipts. Okay, so the Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, whichever way you spin it. So there you go.
Podcast over.
Podcast over. That's it. Ending it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nope.
That's basically what we want to talk about. We will touch on, like you said, John, we're going to talk about some quick surprises, I think, of this season. Just kind of wanted to get another podcast out, and then we'll probably hopefully regroup with everybody next week for a maybe more in-depth look at the fantasy football playoffs, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, at the quarterback position, just rounding out the top 10 quickly, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert. Who do you think is the 10th quarterback?
I looked. I'm sorry.
Oh, you.
So,
Marcus Mariota.
I did not know you were going to ask me, and to answer your question, I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, I would not.
I would have guessed probably like Tua, even with the injury. But since you were giving me a sarcastic answer, I would have guessed Trevor Lawrence. But he is 11th. Don't you worry.
He is 11th. Biggest surprise here, I think it's pretty obvious.
Okay, outside of him. In the top 9, who's the most surprising?
Geno Smith, without a doubt.
Okay.
Also, I didn't realize, like, in perspective, how young Geno Smith is. He's only 32. I feel like that's been around forever. I mean, I remember when he was drafted, but
I'm pretty sure he's been in the league like 9-10 years.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably been that long. Good for him.
He's going to get an extension.
You think? So you think he'll be the starter next year?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. I said it. I was going to say don't expect it next year, but interesting.
Because see, I think. Okay, I'm going to keep this brief. I think they re-sign him, and with the Broncos pick that they have, they're going to take like a great edge rusher because their pass rush and defense is honestly the problem. That's the only reason why they lost the Raiders. They put up 35 points and lost. That's not on the offense.
Yeah.
So I think they take this offseason to just kind of get better overall. And if they don't, like, I guess, blow up next year – because they still have 2 first-round picks next year. I think they package those and move up and get a quarterback. Maybe Caleb Williams. if they can.
So, tough schedule to finish out for the Seahawks from a fantasy perspective. They have the Rams this week, followed by the Panthers. So, maybe you've got two startable weeks out of Geno.
Absolutely.
Then it's the 49ers, the Chiefs, the Jets, and the Rams. Rams is week 18, so that doesn't matter. But those last 3 weeks.
I'd be okay starting in all those weeks besides the 49ers.
Yeah. He's kind of been on a tear lately. 19, 21, 19, and 20. Yeah. Last 4 weeks.
The thing about Geno Smith is if you're in the playoffs with him as your quarterback, your team's probably pretty good. So I would just stream it against the week he plays the 49ers because, like I said, he's only averaging like 18.5 fantasy points, which, you know, it's good, but it's not like anything outlandish. So
Geno's not going to win you a week or a matchup in the playoffs.
Yeah. So I would definitely keep looking at the stream, but he's pretty locked and loaded for 5 out of the next 6 weeks if you make it there.
Anything else for quarterbacks?
Justin Fields is really good. He should be the fourth taken quarterback next year. And if he is not, you should take him.
Okay. Said and done. Running back position, top 10 is Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry.
I'm not clicking on it, by the way.
Okay. Christian McCaffrey, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Aaron Jones. I'm going to skip 8, go to 9, which is Joe Mixon, and I'm going to skip 10.
You want me to guess 2 positions right now, or 2?
Who do you think is running back 8 on the year?
Kenneth Walker?
No. Good guess.
Is he 10?
No, he's 17.
Oof. Really?
Yeah, that's lower than I thought, but yeah.
I know it's not DeAndre Swift. That's my next guess. I don't know.
Number 8 is in the AFC and number 10 is in the NFC.
You said Nick Chubb already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make these guesses quick because I'm sure people don't want to listen to me just go until I get the answer. But so one AFC, one NFC. That's interesting. Is
the AFC.
Yes. Honestly, that doesn't really help or hurt me. Oh, man. I don't know.
Okay.
Damian Pierce?
It's not Damian Pierce. Go to the NFC at number 10.
Dalvin Cook?
No. He's number 11.
Oh!
This one,
count that as a half.
I don't think you're going to get this one. Number 10 is Tony Pollard.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
I was going to guess that never.
Any last guess on number 8?
Number 8. Oh, Ramondre Stevenson.
That is correct.
Let's go. Oh, my guy.
So, out of that top 10, number 2, Josh Jacobs. I was so wrong on Josh Jacobs, like so incredibly wrong. I dogged him coming into the year. I dogged him midway through the year.
Good for him.
I traded for him in Dynasty. It worked out.
You kind of traded for him in Dynasty.
I was gifted him in Dynasty.
Yeah, there we go.
Has to be the biggest surprise of the season, right?
I would honestly say Nick Chubb is up there too, just with the quarterback play and just they're not really that good, the Browns. So, but yeah, I mean, it has to be Josh Jacobs, right?
Yeah, probably. Weird question. If Austin Eckler finishes at running back 1 on the season, he will be 28.
Yes.
Where are you drafting him?
I'm not.
Where will he be drafted as far as
first round?
Ugh. That's going to be brutal. I feel like the conversation will have to be brought up somewhat consistently due to his age. Same thing. Derrick Henry's 28 this year. He's an athlete, though.
Yeah. But Austin Eckler's not Derrick
Henry. No. Saquon, I think, surprise. Like, I liked Saquon coming into the year, but I didn't.
Well, why are you saying he's a surprise? You were all over him.
Yeah, I know, but it's one thing to, like, predict something like that. It's another thing for it to actually, like, happen and work out. Not that I'm saying
that's fair.
I didn't have some confidence in what I was saying, but for it
okay,
to
you didn't.
For it to go this well. And I guess the real thing is he hasn't gotten injured. And we talk about this. We have to anticipate these guys missing two or three games, and he hasn't missed time. And I bet that's true for most of these players. Like,
that is true.
Eckler hasn't missed a game. Jacob
None of the top eight guys have missed a game.
Yeah.
Due to injury.
There you go. We talked about this before the season. It's remained true.
Honestly, it's been – sorry to cut you off again. It's honestly been a pretty healthy season for running backs, like, all things considered. Jonathan Taylor missed two games. But, you know, looking at the – and besides Breece Hall, like you
– he was the big –
yeah, and obviously Zeke a little bit. But, like, everybody from 23 up, you're only looking at, like, one or two players that have missed a game because of injury. It's honestly been very impressive.
Yeah. James Conner – he was banged up. He looks good. He looks like the real deal.
I know.
Okay. Wide receivers. Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, Jalen Waddle, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, A.J. Brown, and who is number 10?
Oh, you said all the good answers. Oh, man, I don't know. It's probably going to be some, like, you said Devontae Adams, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be somebody, like, that flows under the radar.
AFC.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely flowing under that radar. Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk.
I am a genius.
biggest surprise here.
Yes.
RIP Cooper Kupp.
It's been a pretty low-scoring wide receiver season,
yeah,
like on average.
It really is. I think Amari at number 8. What's his stock for next year?
Depends what they do at the receiver position. I think it's not bad.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Interesting to see what Deshaun does with him.
Yeah, that's also another thing you kind of have to look at. And I guess – yeah, those are the two main things you're looking at, but you can't draft him as a top 10 guy, right?
Yeah,
no. No. So, because there's basically a top five this season, the top five that you listed in terms of how good, you know, they are for fantasy. And then if you look at, like, average, it's just a bunch of, like, guys, right? Not trying to discredit what they do, but, I mean, besides, like, Jalen Waddle and CeeDee Lamb with, like, some blowout games, everybody's, like, averaging somewhere between, like, 12 and 16 points a game, right? And that goes down for a while. If you skip over Jamar Chase because he's been hurt, that's how it is for, like, everybody. So I know we've talked a lot about I don't want to go too deep on this, but I know we've talked a lot about how the draft's going to shake up next year. Do you think it'll really shake up that much? Because I feel like if you have one of the top five wide receivers, top six, we'll include Jamar Chase, just say he's healthy because he is averaging over 20 fantasy points too. Everybody else is averaging 17 points or less on a PPR basis. Not saying that's bad, right? But it's just a bunch of, like, guys.
Yeah.
So do you think it'll change? Or do you think it'll just be, like, kind of top heavy, like, first round, and then it'll be running backs through, like, the late first half and, like, second round, and then it'll kind of be back to normal?
I think
is that a loaded question?
That is a very loaded, tough question.
Okay.
To be brief, I think there's the top heavy wide receivers, and then somebody's going to pull the trigger on a running back, and several are going to go after that. And then it'll be like Travis Kelce at number 6 or 7, followed by very mid running backs mixed in with like
solid wide receivers.
Yeah.
Not great, but solid, right?
I feel like Amon-Ra St. Brown could be in that conversation next year of like
Michael Pittman, Olave. It's okay. We can dive more into it.
So Kirk is the big surprise. Amari Cooper is the big surprise. Being in the top 10, I think Kirk is probably the bigger surprise there, but not by a ton. Tight ends.
We'll spend all day trying to guess these.
Not going to talk a lot about these guys.
It's one guy and everybody else.
Yeah, literally. So you probably see the point differential. Travis Kelce. Mark Andrews has missed time, but Travis Kelce is.
No, not really. He's missed one game.
Okay. Wow. Kelce has scored 238.7 fantasy points. At number 2, Mark Andrews has scored 144.8 fantasy points. Oh my goodness. What on earth?
Kelce is averaging a touchdown difference between first and second.
That is absurd. TJ Hawkinson, number 3. Good for him. I like him with Minnesota.
I do too.
He's going to be really good. I think that's all I want to talk about with tight ends.
I actually do want to touch on keep an eye on – this is not for this season, but for the rest of the year, keep an eye on David Njoku in Cleveland. Just see how he performs with Deshaun Watson because he's been pretty good. He's been banged up too. But he, in terms of averages, he's averaging, 7th in terms of tight ends, which again, you're not winning the league with the 7th tight end. But if he did that with Jacoby Brissett, I'm just trying to think of like the upside with Watson there, right?
I think he's still one of those guys that has potential. And
yeah,
you're right. Definitely wait and see what happens with Deshaun, but
it's more for like a next year thing.
Yeah, I agree, probably.
But he's been pretty good this year, so.
I'll mention one other guy just out of recency bias is Cole
Kmet.
Oh, gosh, don't talk about him. Poor subject.
You know who's been better than him?
I kind of forgot he even existed, honestly.
You know who's been better than him is Evan Engram.
Everybody. There you go. Everybody, that's the answer. All of the above. Like on a test question, who has been better than Kyle Pitts?
All of the above. Okay, quick, just give an answer really quick because I cut you off again. What pick does he go at next year? What round? Sorry.
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
That Cole Kmet, is he ever going to be like a top 5 tight end?
Well, I mean, top 5 is not a high bar to clear.
It's not, but
he's 20 fantasy points away from being a top 5 tight end on the season.
Yeah.
Do you know how many points he had week 1?
Like 3.
0.
Oh, duh. Yeah, because Justin Fields couldn't complete a pass for like 7 weeks.
Do you remember how many he got in week 2? You already said it. 3.
Yeah. I don't know. Watch out for Cole Kmet. If he has a good end of the season, I could see him being a sleeper pick next year, but that's probably
about it. Oh, man.
Tight ends.
Never mind. He had 0 points the first 2 weeks. Excuse me.
Even better. Yeah. Not much to remember. So, but yeah, I think that probably does it.
All right. I want to end on this question because Nate's not here and I can drag it out. He always makes us run late, doesn't he, John?
Yeah.
If you have the first overall pick next year, who are you taking?
For fantasy?
For fantasy football, redraft league, PPR, all the fun business. You have the first pick.
right now, I would probably.
Ooh. Between two people for me, I think.
Yeah, it's between two for me as well.
Oh, I wonder if it's the same two.
I don't think it's the same two.
Okay, who is it then?
It's Jefferson and McCaffrey.
Oh, we have one.
Honestly, I think you can consider taking Kelce with the first pick. I think it's dumb, but I think you can consider it. But I'm going to say Jefferson.
I would also say Justin Jefferson. I would be between him and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. The Bills have nobody. Like, yeah, it's just.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they'll probably add somebody, but, you know, as things stand right now, I'd definitely choose Jefferson.
Yeah. He's just too good.
He's good at football.
Good to know. Football.
All right. Well, this was fun, John. This was fun.
It was good.
I enjoyed this. This was very laid back, not very structured. We apologize for that. It's been a crazy few weeks. Clearly, Nate's still recovering from Thanksgiving as well. Heard they had to bring the wheelbarrow in for him. So,
right.
They didn't have a stretcher at the Bailey household. So, I guess we will catch you guys next week, hopefully back to full strength. Just want to give a quick shout out. Let's go USA, advanced in the World Cup, and let's also go TCU football. Let's make those playoffs.
Go Tigers. That's all I have to say.
We have fun in the Cheez-It Bowl, bro.
All right.
Well, follow us on Instagram. Hit us up. Let us know what you want us to talk about, Jash. You're the only one that'd probably do it anyway. So we'll catch you later.
Thanks, guys.